Nature's pleasures are much qualified in New York. You never see a star-filled sky. The city's bright glow arrogantly obscures the heavens. Sunsets can be spectacular, oranges and reds tinting the sky over the Jersey meadows and gaudily reflected in a thousand windows on Manhattan's jagged skyline. Nature constantly yields to man in New York. Witness those fragile sidewalk trees gamely struggling against encroaching cement and petrol fumes. Central Park, which Frederick Law Olmsted designed as lungs for the city's poor, is in places grassless and filled with trash. No longer pristine, yet lively with the noise and vivacity of people, largely youths, blacks and Puerto Ricans, enjoying themselves. On park benches sit older people, mostly white, looking displaced. It has become less a tranquil park than an untidy carnival. Not the glamour of the city, which never beckoned to me from a distance, but its opportunity to practice the kind of journalism I wanted, drew me to New York. I wasn't even sure how I'd measure up against others who had been more soundly educated at Ivy League schools, or whether I could compete against that tough local breed. Those intellectual sons of immigrants, so highly motivated and single-minded, such as Alfred Kazin, who for diversion, for heaven's sake, played Bach's unaccompanied partitas on the violin.